Good afternoon to everybody, or good morning, whatever time you might be listening to this, and welcome to another podcast show, a quick show to give you a bit more insight into Lasher, the staff at Lasher, our own mindsets, so the clients can feel comfortable when they buy. They're not just buying a product, but they're buying the people behind the product. And today we've got a very special guest. Today it's Wayne Cryer. He's the Coastals Sales Manager for Lasher Tools. He operates out of the Durban office, and he's also responsible for overseeing and managing the Lasher business along the coast, and he's in key in ensuring our growth and customer satisfaction throughout the region. Welcome, Wayne.
Thank you, Albert, and hello to everybody who's listening.
Thank you very much, Wayne. Wayne, you've got a hell of a task when it comes to Lasher. You control a very big part of the business. The coastal business has always been a very interesting business to Lasher. It serves so many different industries along the coast that you don't always necessarily find inland. So you've got a big job on your hands, Wayne, and tell me a little bit about you and the history with you and Lasher.
All right. Yeah, I started with, let's say, the Halstead Group about 12 years ago. I've actually just had my 12-year anniversary with the company.
Yeah.
And I started with the company Gold Reef Tools initially, and it was my objective to get this little business up and running, which we did for about a period of 2 years, and then we decided to sort of bind the company together, take all our resources and focus on the Lasher side of the business, yeah, being our primary brand. I have been based in Durban. I'm born in Durban, moved up to Joburg for a couple of years. But I suppose once a banana boy, always a banana boy.
You guys at Coastals are special people.
Special is an interesting word, yes. Thank you.
But Wayne, just there on what you said there, you know, as a company, we had to respond in 2003 when we joined BRICS. Obviously, imports started flooding into the market. And, you know, we always say this, we don't always ask just for emotional support when it comes to local. We have engineering, factual history reasons why we say we last 9 times longer, up to 45 times in a barrow. But in 2003, the imports came in. They copied and pasted a lot of our products. They brought it in with inferior steel, non-recyclable components. They shortened some of the tools in order to save on steel cost. Now, again, Lasher is not on a rant about imports. We are a global business, and we appreciate good business and competition. But we needed to respond to it. And recently, we found that customers are still looking for quality tools. You know, and if you look at the K-knife industry, a lot of the industries that you serve there in the coast, we always say that you can't take a tool into the field, because once it breaks there, it's not a matter of just pressing a button and getting a replacement. You know, it's back to the store, it's a return process, it takes away from efficiencies, productivity, and etc. So when we make our tools, we make it with all of that in mind. Do you still find that that's true with the Lasher brand and the customers that you serve?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, over the 12 years that I've been involved, I think the company and the staff as well have all been through very interesting and maybe sometimes uncertain times. And when I say uncertain, I talk about what is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And I think what really has come out at the end of the day is that if you take most of the importers out there who bring in spades, I think they really look at price rather than anything else, rather than quality, for example. So I think a lot of the importers are actually bringing in cheap products, and as you know, you buy cheap, you get cheap.
Yeah.
And yes, I think the customers out there, through our economic climate,
yeah,
price is always an attractive thing.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's not so attractive, and quality does come into play. And there's no point buying cheap. It doesn't make sense.
And you know, there used to be that saying, and we used to stick to this, you know, where your dad used to tell you, just buy the best tools once off and you'll never buy again. You know, it's part of the ethos of all of us growing up, you know, man or woman. And I think that we just want to from our side, we stick to our guns, which is quality products, and ensuring that it also delivers on the end consumer. So what I mean by that is that people think, you know, when you use a spade or a barrow maybe once a week in your garden, it's a light sort of application that you use it for. But what you deal with is people using our tools 8, 10, and 12 hours a day. And then that's really when efficiencies, you know, when engineering and quality really comes into play. And where it then shows you the cost is irrelevant in the beginning. You know, the difference between an import and a lasher will never justify the efficiency and productivity that you get from a lasher tool in any of your applications, whether it's gardening, agriculture, culture, you know, forestry, or K knives, whatever that application might be.
You 100%. You know, I think it relates to all products, and obviously we're here to talk about lasher. We've seen it through the years where people get frustrated, you know, the fact that they've got to replace whatever they buy, and in our case, obviously tools, over and over again.
Yeah.
You know, we made the choice, I'm going to say, geez, how many years ago now? I'd say between 6-7 years ago, to basically close up shop on the Gold Reef tool side for one reason only, because it was the right move.
Yeah.
And I think we are seeing it now, the satisfaction that customers are getting out of the products and the quality and the time that they can use it, opposed to replacing it absolutely, without a doubt, right now is showing that we made the right move and we did what we needed to do, and it's keeping all our customers out there happy.
Yeah, and Wayne, you know, I'm going to get personal with you just now, but you see with also what's happened now in the last 8 months, where we've had the opportunity to grow the brand nicely into some of the clients that we serve. You know, we've had some protection from the government on imports as well. But what we've seen now is that the commercial feasibility, the bankable rands that the retailers experience from a brand like lasher far outweighs any import. And most importantly, you know, we spoke to one of your very good clients, the Buco stores, not too long ago. And one of the words that he used to me is that he said to me, Albert, I'm not prepared to put our brand reputation in jeopardy by giving a 20 Rand discount on a product for the customer only to get to his house 2 hours later, hour and a half later, for it to break within hours of using the product. It just doesn't serve their brand and their customer experience in any way from a feasible perspective. So we are, again, not just saying emotionally, we South African, please support us. We are also always innovating, making sure that we are relevant to the customers in which we serve.
100%. We, you know, I think what we've done is, even for our customers, I mean, we talk about end users, the guy using the spade in his garden, cutting the cane in the cane fields, but our retailers who are out there, I think we're making their lives a lot easier at the moment. Less complaints for faulty products, whatever it may be. So we're making life easy for a lot of people, as well as ourselves at the same time. So yeah, absolutely. Once again, the right move.
So Wayne, one of the reasons we all get along with you and keep to get along with you is because you've got this beautiful family behind you that keeps your friends with you. And
you've got
two sons, Warwick and Cade, and a beautiful wife, Natalie, or Nat as we know her internally. You're a dad. You raise two beautiful boys, productive boys, very talented young men. How do you do that?
Well, yeah, look, I must be honest, I am a very proud father and husband. I'm very fortunate to have the most two of the most unbelievable boys. I suppose I would need to thank my beautiful wife, who for the most part helped nurture them to where they are now. But, you know, at the same time, I think, if anything, you know, you want to teach your boys the realities of life. You can love them as much as you can, and, you know, everybody would like a life of love and bliss and perfection. But I think in the real world, there are realities and there are difficulties.
Yeah.
And for me, I think the most important thing is we all got to play our part. My wife does her part much better than I do. But my part is...
Wayne, I was going to mention it anyway.
Well, she might be listening, Albert. But yes, I think at the same time, we've all faced it ourselves. You know, you, me, and everybody else, the difficulties. And there are difficulties out there, and there are challenges out there. But I think at the end of the day, as long as we can prepare our family for those things, And as long as they're more prepared for it, I think they've got more chance of being happier.
Well, Wayne, you know, we always live past it, and people might think, what's this relevant to me buying a tool or one of the retail partners? But it gives you insight into who we are. We're just human. We also have got family responsibilities, and at the same time, we also have a huge responsibility to our customers, and they must never forget.
Absolutely.
We're also just humans and family people, and it serves our customers to know this, so that they know when they buy a product that there's the human people behind it.
Absolutely.
And so you raised beautiful boys in Africa, you raised them into South Africa, and we are here to stay. So tell me, what do you love about South Africa as a family, Wayne?
Well, besides the fact that it's probably all I know, I love this country because of what it has to offer in terms of opportunity and diversity, I would imagine. This country is a beautiful place. I mean, it's got great weather, it's got great destinations, and yes, of course it has great people. I mean, we have our challenges here, so do most countries.
Yeah.
But we also still have the opportunity to have a great life.
Yeah.
And for me, that's important.
You know, Wayne, that's so important. We employ 650 people over 3 factories, and we always say that if we just all wake up with positivity, influence the people around us in a positive way. If you look at how the factories are getting along, all the management, all the staff and admin, and how we all get along, and yes, we're not perfect business. We have our days and weeks. We have our moments, as we all do. But we have this sense of accountability and wanting to make sure that if we impact, or if Lasha is a happy business, as much as it can be, we positively influence people that they and we all interact with on a daily basis. And I've really seen that. You know, we walk into meetings with this great energy, realistic energy, with real facts, real commercial value. And when people see that, they're attracted to it. And lately especially, I just hear more and more people say that Lasha is just, what's going on? We cooking, we on top of things, you know, and it takes a lot of energy and effort, but we try and strive that towards everybody else so that we also provide some form of hope, I suppose, because that's a flame that we all need to continue.
Before the lockdown, in my opinion, we had a great team. And I mean, that's from everybody, from the guys in the factory, the accounts department, the marketing team, who I'm talking to right now, the sales people. But I tell you what really, really made a difference in my life, and I mean, I was so happy to see it, is that when we came out of lockdown, the camaraderie between the team, thanks to the leadership of the company, it's just been unbelievable. And I can tell you now, we are absolutely just seeing what that camaraderie can bring to a company. You have a look at the results at the moment, you know, it all just says it, you know, on its own. It's unbelievable. I'm very grateful to be part of this amazing team. And I mean every single person in the company. We have a great, you know, attitude towards what we all need to do, to what, you know, to our jobs. And it really, really is unbelievable. It's great. It's absolutely great. My coastal team, I mean, you know, obviously those are the guys that I work for, you know, work with every single day. You know, the attitude, the effort, the extra time that everybody's putting in, they're an unbelievable team.
Well, that's, you know, part of that subject, and I was, you know, might as well take the opportunity as well, that we say also thank you. You know, thank you for the coastal teams, the energy that you guys always bring on a daily basis. And, you know, that's from front to back, and there's always something to eat, always, be, you know, something to offer you to drink. And that warmth, you know, resonates also to the clients and how you serve those clients, Wayne. So we are very grateful for your leadership there, and thank you very much for the role that you play together with your team. And
all just being part of a team.
And if you don't mind, I want to just dive into two more things here. One is, what does it take at the moment? So we're in a pandemic as we speak. We've just gone through massive challenges as a business, some positive, some negative. We've decided to not stand back, but to take a huge leap forward and live life, you know, the fight for the business, fight for the space that we need to fight for, and not just hope things will get better. How do you, you know, in your mindset, what is the sort of leadership it takes at the moment to also manage your family and at the same time manage an office?
You always, when you get a question like that, you always try to think of the right answer, don't you?
Yeah, well, your
you know,
on
yeah. Look, in my opinion, you know, it comes down to attitude, and attitude. I think, has to be supported by love, enthusiasm. I do my best to treat everybody exactly the same, whether it be a vendor guy on the street,
yeah,
whether it be a CEO of a business. And I think the important thing is how you treat people, and how that will come back to you. And I've tried to install that with everybody that I work with. I think that's what they've become. They've become those people that do care. And you know, if you care about everything, or you care about as much as you care about anything, it's you're going to see the benefits.
Mm.
I believe, in my humble opinion.
No, absolutely, Wayne. And this is also just to general people listening to this, because a lot of people are going through a lot of struggles at the moment in mindset wise, etc. And you know, Wayne, we will certainly have our dips ourselves. We've had many occasions like that, and especially in the last, say, 9 months, where we all had to chat to each other a little bit. But it's also a message to everybody, and a genuine message to our retailer and the stockist as well, is that that's exactly part of also what we bring, is just the price. That we come to your business, we help you share some of the energy that we have, show you a fantastic value product, and we want to make your business happier. We want to make your customers happier. You know, that's what we do every single day. We don't always get it right, and I've repeated this a few times, because I don't want everybody to ever think we're sitting on a pedestal, looking down. We are on the ground, and we want to just play our role. And our role is also, maybe 10 years ago life was a little bit more simple, or 20 years ago, or 30 years ago. But we are living in a world that we need to have a balance between our family side, and at the same time having a career, and contributing in a productive way towards the economy. And we also try and play that role.
Absolutely. I think at the end of the day, it's if you, as I said earlier on, if you care about what your customers want, provide them with what they're looking for, give them the support that they need, just like you do in your family, things do work out. They absolutely do.
Well, Wayne, it's been such a pleasure to get your opinion on things and share a little bit more insight into your daily life. And I also just want to say, if you don't mind, just once more to the Durban team, thank you for everything that you guys do. Thank you for the treats, the laughs that we have, and bunny chow and curry. I'll mention that as well.
Oh, yes.
And also to your family, to Warwick and Kate and Natalie, for all these years, firstly, putting up with you. That's a miracle on its own. Congratulations.
Thank you, Albert. Thank you so much.
Secondly, thank you also for supporting you, for you then to support all of us. And you play a very important role for all of us as the sales managers and the management team as well, Wayne. Thank you for your input, your chirps, and your humor. And for always being such a great team player. We love you very much, and also the Coastals team there. Thank you to everybody.
Well, I do, and I'm sure they all will appreciate those words. And one thing I'd like to just end off on is you asked the question earlier on, being a proud South African myself and understanding the necessity of support and looking after each other, especially within the local business. I urge all South Africans to focus on this.
Mm.
Together we can all benefit from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Support local. Local is lekker.
Yeah.
Oh, local is lasher.
Remember that? Remember where that came from, Wayne?
I do.
Maurice, that was long before you, if you listen to this. Wayne, have a wonderful day, and thanks once again for your time.
Yeah, but thank you very much. And just, I want to say thank you to you guys, too. You guys at Human are doing an unbelievable job. Our customers are seeing it, and when people are talking about marketing, then it's working. So well done to you guys.
Thanks, Wayne, and keep forth, and good luck with the rest of the month. And I know that you are booming at the moment, so long may it last, and good luck for the rest of today.
Thank you.
Cheers,
good Wayne. Talking to you.
Cheers, Wayne.
All the best.